It's often the case that one's conversion will give character to one's ministry or one's testimony as a Christian. And we see this in the Bible in many places. For example, Abraham, when he was still Abram, living in the land of the Chaldees in Ur, says that the God of glory appeared to him. What was Abraham's life testimony? It was that he was a pilgrim in this world, passing through, that this was not his place, that he looked for a city whose builder and maker was God. He gave testimony to the people in the land that he was a pilgrim and a stranger. He was a man of faith who answered the call of God. Or take Moses. When he saw Yahweh in the burning bush in Exodus chapter 3, what characterized the ministry of Moses? He was the shepherd that led the people through the wilderness with God dwelling in their midst, and they were not consumed, just like that burning bush. And so on it goes. And so we see here with Saul of Tarsus on his conversion day, we get in verse 3, and as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, or literally, if you have the Darby translation, it was a light out of heaven. A light that emanated from heaven, that came out of heaven. It was not just a light. It was a heavenly light. It was a light that came out of heaven. And this is really what will characterize Paul's ministry, in fact, his gospel. And we see this in Corinthians, the second epistle, 2 Corinthians, or 2 Corinthians, as some politician in the U.S. said recently, 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Paul says in verse 3, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, or the gospel of the glory of Christ, is the translation there, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And notice verse 6, for God who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, just like in the original creation, now has shined into our hearts this light out of heaven, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That's Paul's gospel. That there's a man on the throne of God, and he's a man of grace, just like Elisha. He's a man of grace, dispensing grace to all who repent, all who look to him. And that upon believing that message, that we are linked with him, we are linked with that man there. One spirit with the Lord. And that's what characterized Paul's gospel. The deep grace of God. And that was not something that emanated from a system on earth, but it emanates directly from God. You know, it was said once a long time ago that Christianity is not known by what it finds, but what it brings. It has introduced something so unbelievably amazing into this world and into our hearts. May we be characterized by that as well.